Put it in a paper bag.
Is it? Go ahead.
Well, I don't know what else. Or a box or something. Mm-hmm.
Or say, nowadays, if you were going to buy, maybe, I don't know, 20 pounds of flour or something like that, what would that probably come in?
I think it comes in a box now, a pasteboard box.
Well, what about maybe something?
Now, some country stores buy 10 pounds of flour and 25, and you get it in a cloth bag. But
flour sack,
yeah. Long time ago, that you used to get it like that.
Yes, ma'am. Is there any difference between a bag and a sack?
No. Well, I don't know.
Yes, I always think of a sack as being paper and a... wait a minute now.
Well, I think of a sack as being like a corn sack.
Or a flour sack.
Yeah.
And then a bag would be a paper bag.
What would those corn sacks be made of? You have any idea?
Well, that's what I was trying to think. Just old coarse thread.
If you know what hop sacking looks like now, what they call hop sacking.
I'm not sure what it is.
It's brown. Well, I think you can get hop sacking in all colors, but it's kind of weavy like, loose. And the corn sacks were like that.
Is that something like these things that would. The real heavy, rough material that you might put fertilizer or pecans or something like that in?
Yeah. We call them corn sacks because you used to mostly get shell corn in them,
see?
See.
When you
in the store.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then, like when I was in the store business, Irish potatoes came in that kind of sack. If you bought 100 pounds, you'd get it in that. And what else came? Feed, horse feed, and things like that.
You ever heard people call those kind of sacks toe sack or croaker sack?
Yeah, croaker sack.
That's the same thing as a corn sack,
yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah, same thing.
That's it. So, this expression, if a farmer had to take an amount of corn to the mill, was there any particular term that he used for the amount that he could take at one time? He'd say he took a something or another.
A bushel or a peck?
I was wondering if you'd ever heard the term a turn of corn used around here. Mm. Not familiar with that. I see. And nowadays, this thing, say if your electric lamp burned out, the thing that you would replace in it would be the
bulb.
The bulb or light bulb. Mm-hmm. Same thing. If you had done your wash and you were going to take it outside to hang it up, what would you probably carry it outside in?
One of them pails you're talking about. Or a pan or something like that.
What about nowadays? What would you probably use?
Something plastic.
A clothes basket.
Yeah, basket or something like that.